Psychopathy is a condition that can't be cured. About 15% of people worldwide have a cluster B personality disorder, which lasts for life and can't be cured. Psychopaths, in particular, cannot develop a conscience, no matter how well they can pretend to understand right and wrong. If you're a victim of psychopathic abuse, it's important to accept that your partner will never change and isn't worth giving a second chance. Efforts to treat psychopathy have been ineffective in the long run. In The Psychopath Test, 2011, British journalist John Ronson discusses the 1960s-1970s experiment at Oak Ridge Psychiatric Unit in Ontario, Canada. Researchers tried to rehabilitate psychopaths by having them strip naked and share feelings, hoping to make them vulnerable. They also reduced direct contact with psychologists, thinking the psychopaths could help each other, but this approach didn't work. Psychopaths in a program were given high doses of LSD because researchers thought it would help them feel emotions better. Years later, new researchers checked to see if these experiments at Oak Ridge helped reduce the repeat offense rate among violent psychopaths. Normally, psychopaths have a 60% chance of committing more crimes, but those who took part in the Oak Ridge program had a rate of 20% higher, suggesting the treatment may have made them worse. To date, psychologists haven't found a successful way to treat psychopathy, and efforts to rehabilitate these individuals often backfire. When people with cluster B personality disorders do seek therapy, it's usually for issues like depression or substance abuse, which they recognize as problems. However, they don't see selfishness or a lack of empathy as problems that need fixing. Even if therapists diagnose a psychopathic personality disorder and try to treat it, they must be careful, as psychopaths might manipulate the therapist or the therapy process to feel superior. Sociopaths target victims with traits they can't imitate. When psychopaths choose someone as a target, it's a backhanded compliment. Psychopaths can't feel positive emotions like love or empathy, so they often target people who can. These targets, who are kind, confident, and generous, represent something the psychopath can't have and tries to destroy. People with conditions like narcissistic personality disorder, which gives them inflated self-esteem, usually pick victims who are respected or successful in their communities. For psychopaths, these strong, high-achieving people are a challenge. They enjoy making these confident individuals doubt themselves, which, in their minds, proves they are superior. On the other hand, someone who lacks confidence is not interesting to them. They prefer victims who resist emotional manipulation at first, as this makes the psychopath feel more powerful once they gain control. By breaking down someone who was once strong and self-assured, psychopaths believe they've proven their dominance, even if only to themselves. Gauge a relationship's toxicity by comparing your partner to a trusted friend. After leaving a toxic relationship, it's normal for survivors to struggle with trusting new partners. A constant can be a key resource in this healing process. A constant is a dependable and caring person, like a mother or a longtime friend, who helps the survivor understand what a healthy relationship should look like. By comparing new partners to this constant, the survivor can spot warning signs of unhealthy behavior. If a new partner acts in ways the constant never would, it might signal a red flag. But constants can do more than just offer a point of comparison. They can actively help the survivor assess new relationships. This trusted friend or family member can observe the survivor's new partner and point out any concerning behaviors, such as manipulation or abuse. If the constant notices something off, it's important to approach the survivor gently but clearly, expressing concern without placing blame. This support system can help prevent the survivor from getting trapped in another harmful relationship and guide them through recovery with a healthy perspective on future partners. In healthy relationships, partners trust each other without spying. When someone's identity is being worn down in a relationship, they might feel compelled to secretly go through their partner's belongings and communications. This urge to spy often comes from a need to understand why the relationship has suddenly become so strained. However, feeling like you need to play detective is a strong sign that the relationship has turned toxic. If you start snooping on your partner, ask yourself if you've ever felt this way in past relationships. If not, this sudden need to snoop might be a reaction to psychological abuse. Survivors of such abuse need to avoid spying on their current or potential partners because this behavior can be seen as abusive too, and might later be used against them. Some people even go as far as installing spyware on their partner's phone to monitor their every move. While this may start as a way to catch infidelity or hypocrisy, it's really about controlling the other person, which is unhealthy and should be avoided at all costs. If this behavior continues, it could grow into a habit of secretly monitoring your partner, which, if discovered, could destroy even a healthy relationship. Giving in to the urge to snoop might also strengthen any manipulative behaviors learned from an abusive relationship. To heal from an abusive relationship can take months or even years. Victims often think that a psychopath is their perfect match and fear losing a relationship that seems unique. When the relationship ends, they realize that the love and loyalty promised are fake. This realization can be so overwhelming that it may take up to 2 years to recover, and even after that, they might still deal with lingering doubts and trauma. Recovery is especially tough for those with PTSD who face daily reminders of the abuse. These reminders, or triggers, can be anything from a specific sound to a similar shirt. For example, the sound of gravel crunching might suddenly make someone relive the distress they felt when their partner arrived home on a bad day. A person might also feel the urge to hide if they see a man wearing a shirt similar to their ex's, even if he looks nothing like the abuser. PTSD can be managed with medication, therapy, and meditation. Over time, it gets easier to handle unexpected triggers, even if the process takes longer than hoped. Why going no contact with a psychopath is essential. After a breakup, it's tempting to stay in touch with a psychopath, but doing so will only extend the abuse. Survivors should aim for no contact with the psychopath, including avoiding their online presence. Sometimes, survivors might need to interact with the psychopath, like in cases of child custody, but these interactions should be minimal and approached with the awareness that the psychopath may still try to manipulate and harm them. Survivors might face judgment from friends and family when deciding to cut off all contact with a psychopath. This is especially tough for those dealing with psychopathic parents, as many cultures view severing ties with a parent as harsh. However, toxic family relationships are just as damaging as romantic ones. Sometimes, survivors can only cut off contact after years of struggle, often waiting until they are legally able or financially independent. They may also need to sacrifice relationships with other family members who are still in contact with the toxic parent. Even though breaking ties with a psychopathic family member can be seen as a social taboo, it requires great courage. Victims often worry they're psychopaths after escaping an abuser. Breaking up with a psychopath can shake up even the calmest person, causing unexpected bursts of anger, numbness, and impulsive actions. This emotional turmoil might make someone feel broken or heartless, though such reactions are normal after trauma. People often worry that they might have the same personality flaws as their abuser, but true narcissists or sociopaths usually don't see their behavior as problematic. If someone fears they might be becoming like their abuser, seeing a therapist can help. Therapists offer an unbiased view of whether a person is self-centered or manipulative. They can also suggest ways to focus more on others, like volunteering, giving compliments, or donating to charities. Talking to family and friends for feedback can also show whether selfishness is affecting relationships. Unlike true sociopaths, who can't easily mimic caring or selflessness, seeking feedback and working to help others can prove that a person is capable of genuine concern and honesty. Trauma bonding and its impact on victims. Abuse is never the victim's fault, but a victim's background or attitude can sometimes make them more vulnerable. Survivors should reflect on past experiences and relationships that may have made them emotionally weak and attracted a manipulative person. This reflection helps identify which traits need to change. Introspection helps survivors figure out why they stayed in toxic relationships for so long. A key reason is trauma bonding, which happens due to constant abuse. Trauma bonding occurs because the body responds to abuse by releasing stress and dopamine, a brain chemical that makes us feel happy. Just like how people can get addicted to drugs, the body can get hooked on the dopamine and stress from abusive behavior. This hormonal rush can cause physical problems like acne, migraines, and joint pain that feels like arthritis. In some cases, abuse can even lead to autoimmune disorders. After the relationship ends, survivors might feel like they're going through withdrawal when they miss the abuser's attention. Recognizing that they're prone to trauma bonding can help them avoid future relationships where emotional manipulation is used to flood the body with stress and dopamine. By reflecting on past relationships, survivors can spot patterns of praise and affection used in a controlling way, especially if they faced similar toxicity from an early age. Key points. 1. A lifelong condition, psychopathy, cannot be cured or changed, and therapy efforts often fail. 2. Past attempts to rehabilitate psychopaths have often worsened their behavior. 3. Psychopaths target kind, confident people to destroy traits they can't feel. 4. Comparing new partners to trusted friends can help identify toxic behavior. 5. Spying on a partner signals a toxic relationship and should be avoided. 6. Healing from an abusive relationship can take years and involves managing PTSD. 7. Having no contact with a psychopath is crucial to avoid prolonged abuse.